Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers. Call us, and we'll dish your listing, if you like. And the listing dish means we'll gently critique it and tell you what we think you're doing right and maybe show you some areas you can improve and do even better. 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630.
And it's easy to get to the eBay Radio chat board if you'd like to join us in the chat board.
I would.
Go to ebayradio.com, click Listen Live, then click Group Chat on the eBay Radio player, and that'll take you through community directly to the eBay Radio group page. And once you get to the eBay Radio group page, if you scroll down below the Listen Live and Archives on Demand buttons, the chat board is the very first discussion post. It has the words today, exclamation point, chat board, along with today's date right in the title. So if you'd like to join us, come on down. We love to have you in the chat room, and often we take comments from the chat board over the air, and sometimes people just meet and greet old friends there. And it's wonderful, and we haven't done a listing dish in a while, and we'd love to do that.
Well, in the meantime, you know, there's always other stuff we could talk about if we,
eBay Radio poppin'.
Let's go see who it is.
Oh, let me open up the door.
So old radio. I love
well,
this.
Well, hello. Come on in. Have a seat. Sit down. Tell us your name.
Hi, Griff. My name's Doug Smith.
And Doug Smith, what do you do at eBay?
I'm a site merchandiser for the electronics division, specifically computers, components, peripherals.
And is this just for deals or for anything on the site?
This is for deals and general site. A lot of business to consumer. Sometimes we do some work with consumer to consumer, but it's mostly business to consumer. But we have a best of tech deal strip, and we have regular deals by category strips as well.
What are some of the challenges? We talked to, with Drew in the last segment about his area, which was the home and garden and sporting goods. What are some of the challenges with electronics? I know that's the biggest category.
Yeah, I'm looking for a laptop.
Oh, well, you're going to have to give us a little more information on that.
Yeah, we do have a lot of laptops on sale, Lee. But, yeah, if you give us some more information, I can definitely help you out. But I would say the challenges are inventory challenges. Things sell out quickly. We have a high volume of turnover. You know, we're always trying to keep up on the latest and greatest tech deals. Mm-hmm. And, one of the biggest challenges is a lot of our deals come in very, quickly and last minute. And like I said, they go quickly. So we don't get a ton of advance notice unless it's some sort of big launch, like maybe iPhone or things like that. So
what has it had to go through before it gets to you?
Sure. It's kind of similar to what Drew covered very well. So we have account managers that are out there with their contacts, their sellers, and they are sourcing deals. And the deals come in to our category managers who go through the deals and pick what they like and what they or the offers and what they would like to put on the deals site and what they would like to put into the events on our electronic pages. So then that's when it comes over to the site merchandising team.
What are some of the challenges that you face that you would feel are unique to the electronics category itself and merchandising?
Sure. So I would say, you know, and across the tech industry, it's probably similar. I would say things like maybe something that's going to come along that you think, would, pun intended, explode, like maybe the, Note 7, you know, something that's big and then becomes a fiasco. So we have to deal with that. You know, we've got.
Did you have any sevens on?
I had, personally, I had a 7 up until 2 days ago, my second one. But we had some on the site, but we also have people that are trying to sell them now. So when they go up on the site, they get pulled right away. The interesting thing I did notice this morning is we have people selling Samsung Note 7 boxes only. Boxes and accessories, no phone. And so people are selling those on the site.
Trying to figure out what the benefit of those are. I can't come up with anything.
I guess, I mean, it's a nice looking box, so maybe if you're into collecting cell phone boxes.
Yeah, I'm not.
But. Yes. Oh, so those are selling on the site right now, but when Note 7s go up, they do get pulled down.
Highly recommend the Note 5. I love my Note 5.
Nice.
Was there a Note 6? I don't remember.
John says they have a fireproof box.
They do. They did. They skipped
Samsung. Poor Samsung. I feel so badly for, I've always been a Samsung fan. I feel so badly. I mean, it's one thing you got this happening with the 7. Then you've got Apple now. You know, their phone release was a little bit lukewarm, but now it looks great. And you've got Google who comes out with a Pixel. Like, what timing?
Exactly. Yeah, it couldn't have been better for Apple and Google, I guess. But okay. Samsung did skip the 6, so I think they wanted to beat iPhone to the 7 maybe a couple months beforehand.
Wasn't a good idea.
No, it didn't work out well. But yeah. I'm a Samsung fan. I like the Notes, but I switched over to an S7 Edge.
S7 Edge.
Yes.
Yeah, those are nice.
Is that the one, which is the one that you can now put a projector on it and you can put a zoom lens on your phone?
I have no idea.
To take pictures? It's a Droid. It's a new Droid.
Hmm.
And you can get these accessories with it, and one of them is a projector. You can project anything you want onto any wall.
Well,
it's
knock
fantastic.
Me down.
Yeah.
I will look into that.
Please do.
That's
and it
new
also,
to me.
And it has a second accessory, the zoom. You know, for
you have to hire her for merchandise.
That's true. Well,
Droid,
that'll be your first event. Droid projection merchandise.
Yes, take a look at that. It's very Verizon selling them this week.
I could see the advantages of having a projector. So not only can I bore myself while looking at my phone,
I could bore everybody.
In a public situation, I could just like show everyone on the wall, and people are like,
I could show my grandkids pictures.
Yeah, not a good
idea. To strangers. I like it.
Yeah, what an interesting, unique thing to do.
Well, we always do the garage movie projections around my house, so that would help.
Oh, yeah, those are fun.
Oh, those are fun.
From the phone.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, what's hot right now?
What's hot right now? Well, we are actively planning for holiday, obviously Black Friday, ooh, Cyber Monday, yeah, Cyber Week, and then the holidays themselves. So laptops are always hot, TVs are hot, obviously smartphones and accessories, gaming consoles, and watches are hot right now. Activity trackers are still hot, and connected home items are posing interesting opportunities as well.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So do people come to you? Do eBay sellers come to you to try to get some of their merchandise in the deals?
No, they usually go through the account managers. So that's the usual flow. Account managers, and then down to the category managers. And then once it's vetted a bit, it comes down to my level.
And that's important. We talked about that in the first segment about the process for getting your merchandise on daily deals. The first requirement is that you have an actual designated account manager, and those are limited to sellers that have $1 million in gross sales and up.
We're speaking with Doug Smith, who's the site merchandiser for electronics. He's done a employee pop-in for us today, and we just kind of wanted to get an idea of what these guys and gals do in these different departments in eBay. And you're going to be hearing these guys and gals.
So dated.
And you're going to be these guys and gals, these chicks and I don't know. I could go on and on. I've gone through every single, you know,
you have?
Generation now.
Oh,
so I can,
that.
You know, I know all this stuff.
Oh, okay.
I was hip before it was hip to be hip.
Well, we've known that about you.
Yes. Where was I? He interrupted me.
I do that.
He does it all the time.
Yeah, I do that. It's true.
Drives me nuts.
Sorry.
So anyway, we're speaking with Doug Smith, site merchandiser, electronics for eBay.
I don't always interrupt you.
Yeah, some people are counting the times men interrupt women right now. It's in the news big time, big boy, so watch it.
Is that like mansplaining?
Yes, it's like mansplaining.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I get it.
So Doug, so when it gets down to you, do you get an email? Have you had meetings already? Or what's the deal when it gets to you?
Well, I work closely with my category managers on a daily basis, Wilson and Vicky and Vincent, and we sit close to each other. So we touch base all the time. We plan out events pretty far in advance. So you know, a big event that will be evergreen for us is our laptops under $399. So, you know, we've got our event. We set up a page. We set up means to send traffic to the page. And then we are constantly trying to put the best deals up in that event. So in this case, it would be the best laptops we can get under $399. So we have a lot of events that are based around percentage off or certain price points, things like that.
So when it says almost gone, does that mean there are 500 left?
Usually it's just a few left. It can be down to 1, 1 to 10, 1 to 5, but usually that's something you're going to want to hop on.
I've missed out by not paying attention to that. It says almost gone, and I think, yeah, I bet. And then I refresh, and it's gone.
And that's it. Like we talked about earlier, a lot of our deals, especially on the deals page, go very quickly.
Yeah. I get so lost in this because the thing about shopping, and you know when it's been effective. Oh, what's that? My mic went out.
Your mic went out.
I know.
Uh-oh. Oh, he can't talk. Oh, this is wonderful. Doug.
No. Yes.
You and me, we'll talk amongst ourselves.
Stop that.
We'll just talk amongst ourselves.
Griff will take my mic.
Exactly.
There it is. You know what it is?
What is it?
Remember when John said I should replace the cords and I said, yeah,
John's
sure?
John's been saying that every week.
He's right.
Yes, he is.
So I just moved the cord around. That should fix it for now, right, John?
Yeah, for today.
Good. This is professional radio.
Hey, stay exactly. with us, Doug. Stay with us for another
sure,
segment.
Sure, sounds good.
This segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com. 888-723-4630. Why don't you talk with us here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
When it comes to shipping, efficiency is everything. You need a powerful tool that works with you to streamline the process. Endesha lets you purchase postage and print shipping labels right from the desktop of your PC or Mac. They offer the best possible USPS rates and help you build your brand with easy customization of your shipping labels. Endesha imports orders and shipping information directly from eBay, then posts back tracking numbers so you and your customers can track packages at a glance. Endesha even offers delivery status notifications. And for those occasional returns, Endesha lets you create and print out return labels without paying for postage until a label's actually used. They also can automatically refund postage for unused labels. Try it free for 30 days at Endesha.com.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 389.
When it comes to attracting those younger buyers to your listings, photographs are a key factor. Cindy Shebley is known on eBay as top-rated seller Clover City. She says use a filter to make the photos stand out.
One of the big things right now is blacks aren't black. So there's a filter that makes things kind of grayish. What other filters can we use without completely distorting the item we're trying to sell? Can we use some of these new filters to make our first image a little bit more sparkle or trendy or more hip to millennials, you know, looking what they're looking at from Instagram?
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by B-Stock Sourcing, a better way to buy liquidation inventory. Take a break. Give us a buzz at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. And you can also ask Doug Smith a question, or give him a comment if you like. He's the site merchandiser for electronics, heavy on the daily deals, but basically anything that's inventory on the site that has to deal with electronics or tech, he's your guy.
You can also click on that Contact Us button on the bottom of the eBay radio player to get to us, like Ryan did from Warren, Ohio, Griff.
Ryan from Warren.
He's known on eBay as Ryan's Misfit Toys. And he's got a, takes a subjective answer, I think, but it's a very good question. Hello, Griffin Lee. I've been a full-time eBay seller for 5 years. I currently have about 3,300 listings. In order to keep growing, I must list a certain amount of listings daily and weekly. As with everyone, my listings have gotten better with time. So here's what I'm wondering. I am sure that I have some listings that I would think are not up to par, per se, as the newer listings. But to go through the old listings seems like an overwhelming task, and it would take time from listing new items. With this being fourth quarter, it does not seem the time, but when would be, or would you even bother with going through every listing? I've always used good till canceled, and I do believe everything will sell eventually. So what are your thoughts?
Well, I know you can sort your items by the date they were listed, and that'll show you your oldest items. And you can make bulk changes to live listings that are not auctions using the bulk edit feature.
Can you
eBay.
Select the ones you want to change?
Yeah, you can do 500 at a time.
Okay.
So that would be my recommendation. As to when, yeah, you're right. This is probably not the right time to do it if resources and manpower are limited. But after the holidays are over, I would say if you could in January, but at least in February, those are two great liquidation months. If you follow retail standards, you know that that's what retail does right after the holidays. Am I right, Doug?
Yes, exactly.
So that's big liquidation month, and it could be your liquidation month too. If you're a one-person operation and you can't find the time to do this, do you know what that might indicate, Lee?
Yes, that you need help.
You might need to hire part-time help.
Exactly. But, you know, I'm thinking he's doing great. He's selling a lot. In fact, he feels that everything he's got up there is eventually going to sell.
Yeah.
If I were him, I wouldn't worry about it right now.
Well, but he's asking the right questions.
Yes, he is. He should wait till maybe January, February, like you said, to think about it.
So there's a dangerous misconception about, well, it's listed and it's going to be up forever. It'll sell eventually. All of those items that are up there for 6 months or longer that aren't selling, that's your capital. It's all tied up. These stop becoming assets and become business liabilities because they start eating up your capital and they don't return anything. And in fact, in some situations, they might cost you per month over time. And you have to make a decision. When is it that I need to get out, cut my losses, and get out with inventory that isn't moving? So if you're cool with that, if having your capital tied up, mazel tov. But for many businesses, they know that's an anathema. To have inventory that grows stale or sits there, becomes long tail, and no one's interested in it. You paid money for that inventory, and now that money is sitting there, and it's not working for you at all. Perhaps you would have worked better if you went out and bought a CD or put it into mutual fund or stocks.
So maybe when we are getting better and better at listing and our listings are growing and we're getting better at how the listing looks, et cetera, maybe that's the time to take a look at last month's listings or the month before to keep it up to date.
You must see this all the time with your sellers.
Well, I say, you know, I think it's definitely worthwhile to take a second look at those listings because we are working actively in the site merch department on browse node pages. So I would say over the next, you know, few months, the site internal search is going to drastically improve. So those old listings could come up more in search.
Yeah.
And then also you want to think of in terms of long tail value. So if you've improved those old pages, it will bring traffic to the seller and then could lead to helping to sell some of those new items. So I think it's always a good idea to go back, make sure you've got a fresh photo, make sure you've got some keyword SEO friendly text in your descriptions. And obviously if you want to keep it up on the site, you want to sell it. So you want to maximize that seller listing as much as possible.
And your old listings may not have important product identifiers, which may be available now that would help you get your item seen.
Exactly. And yeah, I would definitely recommend looking at those older items in terms of, you know, like Griff just said, site improvements and the fact that they will potentially be showing up better in internal site results.
Doug, how long have you been with eBay?
I've been with eBay 4 months.
Oh.
So very new.
Real newbie. Where were you before?
I was doing social media in the hot tub industry, believe it or not.
The hot tub?
You know, we have an eBay Radio hot tub. Griff and I haven't been in it for a couple of years.
It's all moldy and stale now.
Now we're cleaning it out.
You have to use a lot of bleach.
We're getting it ready.
See, I have a thing about hot tubs. I avoid them. To me, it's like human stew.
He sits on the edge in his banana
I just don't want to get in the soup with all those people. Who knows where they've been?
There you go. No, I've been in hot tubs.
Doug, we want to thank you so much for coming.
I came to and I was like bloated.
And I hope you will come back, Doug, even after all this.
Definitely. Thanks for having me. I had a great time and I will come back at any time.
And you know, we also, besides these pop-ins, you know, we have the field reports too, which we're interested in.
Oh, we love field reports.
You guys
definitely.
Doing. So that could be way cool. Are you a married person, Doug?
Yes, I am. I have a lovely wife, Meredith, and two children, Finnegan and Murphy. They are down south in Temecula, near Lee.
Yeah, not too far
away. My neighbors.
Yes, exactly.
Well, Doug, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Doug is the site merchandiser at eBay for the electronics and tech category. This segment was brought to you by ReplyManager.com, an inbound message management tool. 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
So how's your business on eBay going?
Business is great. My listings and my sales are way up.
Yeah, you still have time to grab a cup of coffee with an old friend?
Yeah, and it's all because I decided to start buying in bulk.
What do you mean?
I'm talking bulk with a Q. B-U-L-Q. It's a new way to buy liquidation goods.
Oh, what kind of liquidation goods?
Bulk's products come from major U.S. retailers. You know, excess inventory, returns, open box items, salvage, stuff like that.
Well, how do you know what you're going to get?
Bulk gives me a complete manifest of every item that's in each pallet, and they guarantee it's accurate. No surprises.
Isn't that kind of pricey? And what about shipping?
Pallets start as low as $200, so I started small, and they ship everything for one flat rate, straight to my house.
Wow, that's B-U-L-Q, right?
Right. Liquidation goods with guaranteed manifests and flat rate shipping. Just remember BULQ.com, the easy way to source.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
You know your buyers are shopping mobile these days. That means your listings have to look good on smartphones and tablets, not just on your desktop or laptop. Plus, they've got to set you apart from the crowd. Sally Milo of Milo Design is here to help. As a certified eBay Stores designer and longtime eBay seller herself, Sally is uniquely qualified to help you brand your business everywhere your buyers shop. She'll work one-on-one with you to create a custom logo, set up your store pages and profile, And above all, optimize your listings so they look fantastic everywhere, from big screens to small. Contact Sally at milodesign.com and mention eBay Radio for an introductory discount. That's milodesign.com for all your logo, design, and branding needs.